This is Wicked Rhodey, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Happy 2020, the year of your perfect vision. Huh? I'm surprised we haven't seen more commercials like that, where somebody in a brilliant marketing campaign said, you know, is Pearl Vision still around? I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Fantastic.
But if they are.
Pearl Vision. Make 2020 the year of perfect vision. You know, something like that.
Yes.
Like this is an eye doctor, an optometrist's dream.
Dream. Yes.
You know.
Completely like, agree.
You can't. They never say 2020 hearing. You don't. 2020 vision is like, it's it.
It's a thing.
Right.
Yep.
You know, and... And the next time you can do it is 2030, where you can say, are you seeing 2030? Come on in and step back and see like it was 2020, wow. You know?
You got this, man. You got this.
Marketing.
You need to go contact some some eye doctors.
Yeah, well, no, I'll leave that alone. You know, I've never been to an eye doctor.
For real?
Never.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've never had to sit through the puff of air directed at your eyeball or had some weird drops that dilate your eyeballs. You haven't had to do any of that stuff.
Nope.
Good for you. Is it just because you have stellar eyesight?
I would think so. I mean...
You don't really know.
I you know, Susan is absolutely gorgeous. Nobody's going to argue that. So obviously my eyes are perfectly working there.
Yes.
And
oh my gosh.
I haven't walked into anything lately.
Not
I just here's the thing, you get one set of eyes. I wear polarized sunglasses. I wear protective, you know, safety glasses when I'm doing work on the house, when I'm outside, when I'm doing on fire calls, because I've never seen a successful eye transplant.
Yeah.
So my thing is, you got one set of eyes, and I, you know, what is, I don't know, when I start having problems, I'll go there. But I mean, it's I don't have issues, knock on wood.
Good for you. You're we're encroaching at some point in the next decade. We might have to start looking at reading glasses, like in a decade, not now. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
But that's what I hear, because I have astigmatism. So I've had glasses and contacts pretty much ever since I was in elementary school. I've had to have it. And I've been asked if I wanted LASIK. And they told me that once you reach your mid 40s to, you know, your early 50s, you're going to need reading glasses anyway. So even if you do all this laser stuff to your eyeballs, you're still going to have to wear glasses. So
it
freaks me out.
I thought it was always called astigmatism. And when people said, I have astigmatism, astigmatism, but no, it's all one word. Fun with phonics here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Wicked Rhodey podcast. That's what we bring to you. It is 2020, and last time we were together, Mary, we were talking about when does the decade start, and I have an update, because my thought was it starts on the one, but it doesn't. I heard some mind-blowing statistic. When you're born, you're in your first year. So we are now in the first year of the decade, and that one marks the milestone.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
You follow what I'm saying? But
I do.
I also heard that in the Farmer's Almanac, according to the Farmer's Almanac, it starts on the one. So maybe this is the start of a decade. Maybe you don't want it to be. It's up to you. Time
we can celebrate for the next of a new
absolutely.
Decade. Yeah,
get more mileage out of something.
There you
right?
Go.
I mean, let's do it right. How was your Christmas travels?
Well, we went to my brother's in New Jersey. Packed up the kids. Got my mom has that minivan that has the DVD player in it. So for the traveling aspect, it was quite nice. Of course, we had a pretty mild holiday break, you know, no snow, which is sad because I know a lot of kids out there probably got sleds and were ready to tackle the slopes. And sadly, it was a mild holiday break. But
sure.
Yeah, it was really easygoing. My family was very, very easygoing on the holidays. So how about you?
That's good. Pretty straightforward here. Got some stuff done around the house. Obviously went and visited family on Christmas Day. Did a few other things. We had the little foster man over for a brief visit. So, you know, we just we had some fun. It was all in all a nice, easy, quiet, nothing
nice.
Too outrageous,
yeah.
Which is what I like. I like calm.
I agree.
Everybody says, "Oh, your life must be crazy and wild because you have ADHD." And it's like, no, I like things calm.
I prefer things calm. Yeah.
Yes, you know, it's what we're going for here. But I did post up a video, if you didn't see it, on my Facebook about Orient R, the We Three Kings of Orient R. There is no Arkansas. There is, it's the continuation of a sentence. I never realized this stuff until I actually like read the lyrics, which
yes.
You never do.
Yes.
You just learn it in school.
Agreed.
And so we were getting ready to play that song for church, for Christmas Eve service or whatever. And look there, I'm like, oh, wait a second. There's no Orientar. That's not a location. It's Orient, comma, our bearing gift. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, just a poorly constructed sentence.
I agree.
Poetic license, I guess, is what they call it. But nonetheless, that's what I learned this holiday.
You learned the meaning behind some Christmas carols. There you go.
That's it. I'm not going to use that knowledge again until Christmas 2020. So we are starting this decade. If you tune in while you're on the road, working, getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
All right. So starting off 2020, what is your first wicked interesting listing of the week?
It's early this year, and it's going to be perfectly timed because the Patriots, for whatever reason, couldn't get out of their own way this past game, so they do have to play. But it times in perfectly with their schedule. It is the 2020 Rhode Island Boat Show happening this weekend, January 3rd through the 5th. And they've changed it. Okay, I'm just going to tell you right now, they have changed the boat show, how it runs, how it operates. It's still at the Rhode Island Convention Center, but in the past it was like, you know, like 10 or 15 bucks to get in.
Yeah.
It's $5 per person. Kids under 12 are free. It is happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, your hours are going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, this is great because the Patriots are playing Saturday night at 8 p.m.
Look at that.
So they're later. So, yeah, when they first started announcing, like they were speculating what the schedule is, they don't announce it till like after all the games are done for everything else. Everybody was thinking that the Pats game was going to be on the Sunday, and that was just going to be poor timing mm-hmm. for the boat show. But no, it is Saturday night. So come on out. It's great. You know, you're going to see lots of different boats, lots of different vendors. It's fun. You can meet the my friends over there at Safe Sea. Always good people there. We'll be there with they have a boat actually in the convention center.
There's
you'll see
no
a ton of boats
feat.
That you no the expert drivers driving trailers and trucks all through there as they set up. But it's always great if you've ever wanted to get into boating or any kind of marine, just learn some stuff about the marine industry in this area. This is the place to do it. It's a great place to bring the kids. By the way, kids 12 and under are free, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. On Sunday is Ladies' Day. All ladies get in for free on Sunday. So yeah, you go. So come on down. It's going to be fun. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Rhode Island Convention Center, 10 a.m. to 7 on Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 on Sunday. Great specials, great deals, lots of fun. That is our wicked interesting pick of the week, Mary. And now it's time for the wicked fun on the 401.
So many people during the holiday season either treat themselves or they get treated to a new smartphone. It's a very expensive gift for some, so they might wait to get this new item underneath the tree or maybe as a Hanukkah gift. Well, if you yourself have a smartphone, whether it's new or maybe you've had it for a little while and you wish you were taking better photography with it, you're in luck because the Heart Spot Art Center and Gallery in East Providence on Sunday from 11 to 1 is having a smartphone photography class. And this is a great thing, especially if you're someone who has a business and you want to show your brand in a different way. You want to learn how to maybe style your products differently and create some really crisp and focused, beautiful images. So this is a perfect workshop for those friends who have entrepreneurial you know, side gigs. Maybe you like to make food. Maybe you're a foodie, artisan, or artist who just want to showcase your products in a different way through social media, but making sure that those photos are really gorgeous and how to utilize natural light. So all you need to do is bring your product, ideally, because you want to be taking pictures of your own stuff, your phone. They do recommend that you download the Lightroom mobile app, which a lot of people have. And if there's any other products that you like, you can bring that along. But it looks like a really, really cool event if you want to learn how to use that photography on your new phone.
Yeah, I think those kind of education sessions there too, you know, help you really just with any camera, because a lot of times the people running it, you know, they have a good
idea. Yeah, they're really savvy.
Just bring your other camera too and say, hey, and maybe they'll give you a little tip or two. The Winter Farmers Market over in the Bristol area, Mount Hope Farm, happens on Saturdays. And, you know, we talk about these from time to time, but after coming off the holidays, look, you could still get really awesome local veggies, meats, cheeses, breads, pastry, soap. They have live music every week. Great news. They accept credit and debit cards. Mm-hmm. And if you're a SNAP or an EBT recipient, you can actually double your dollars at the market.
Oh, wow.
So you get more for your big bang for your buck, mm-hmm, when you shop local. The Mount Hope Farm, right over on Medicom Ave in Bristol, Rhode Island. And every Saturday it's open at 9 a.m. So go check that out, because, you know, that's where you're really supporting those local artisans, and you find something unique, something special, something different, something that you've never seen before. And who knows? It could open up your whole new world.
I love
right
that.
There. It's like Aladdin, a whole new world.
Shining, shimmering, and splendid. Look at that.
Very much so.
Something that is not necessarily new, but has kind of taken the world by storm in previous years.
Something that's not shiny or splendid. No, this is really cool. I when you posted this, I'm like, wow, there you are.
This is happening. Tough. Yeah. So Monty R.I., which was a huge band a decade ago here in the Ocean State. I mean, they made quite a splash, you know, from the early 2000s on, and, you know, traveled not only throughout Rhode Island, but throughout the country. They stopped playing about a decade ago. And over time, the band members just kind of did their own thing. But they're back for a reunion show at the Strand. It's happening this Saturday, starting at 7 p.m. Also performing are Dan Mills and Gavin Castleton. So the doors are going to open at 7 and the show starts at 8. Tickets are relatively affordable. $20 in advance. So if you remember, or $23 the day of. This is an all ages show. But I'll tell you this: they were supposed to be playing in a different venue, and they sold out within 48 hours. There are people traveling from all areas of the country. So when the guys got together, the bandmates of Monty R.I., they just thought, you know what, we'll do a show. We'll just have some fun with each other. Maybe some of our family will come. And so they booked a smaller venue. The venue sold out 48 hours. So now it's at the Strand. Yeah, there's people coming internationally to come see this band. So they've been posting some fun little videos on Instagram, just showing their rehearsals, since it's been a while since they played together. But yeah, it's going to be their greatest hits. People can vote online and let them know what they would like to hear on the set list. And it looks like it's going to be a great time.
Awesome. Well, that's great. If you are a different music lover, or a lover of different kind of music, maybe something old, slightly, sort of, as I back my way out
it's
of saying
genre,
that little,
yeah,
exactly.
There
thank you.
Go, I got you.
The lifeline has been thrown, and I am grabbing onto it with everything I got. Oh boy, Songs in the Attic. The Billy Joel Experience is happening at the Stadium Theater, and that's taking place. Actually, believe it or not, that actually is taking place on the 4th, which is Saturday night. So if you want to go check this out, it's a guy named by the name of David Clark. He puts it together, and he brings the whole feel, the whole look, the whole playing styling of Billy Joel. And it's great, because he's a veteran singer and piano player. You're getting a really wonderful show. He's got a band that backs him up. So it's certainly There's a lot of detail that goes into this. So Saturday night, 8 o'clock p.m., over at the Stadium Theater, not that far up the road from Providence. We always talk about it. We love our friends over there. They've got great events. They've got a full calendar to begin with. But check that out. Songs in the Attic, the Billy Joel Experience at Stadium Theater. It's coming this Saturday night, January 4th, over there at the Stadium Theater. And then while you're up there, go to Chan's, go to one of those River Falls. Yeah, they got so many great restaurants up there. It's really the it's kind of, I don't know if it's officially the middle of the Blackstone Valley, because the Blackstone Valley like starts like in Pawtucket and goes all the way up to Worcester and stuff. Like that's what they consider the Blackstone Valley. So yeah, cool. Just go up there. You just go up there. Have a good time.
Kicking things off for our Wicked Family Friendly Pick of the Week is Super Art Sunday. We talk a lot about the RISD Museum and how, you know, of course you can be a member there. You can go check out all of their exhibits at any time, but they have these amazing free events. And this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. is one that is particularly great for family friendly activities. So they are going to be having different activities throughout the day. You can be doing the Bulletin Club to proclaim and declare New Year's for their designing and making little tiny bulletins. There is going to be a marionette construction area going on with silhouette puppets and a puppet theater. There'll be a drama club. So this is something that the kids at heart, the older people, can choose to participate in and can be made over and dress up and do some fun little performances. And then there's also a poetry club going on with just nonsense word games and poems. So a really, really fun day in case you just need to get out of the house, you want to change the scenery. Once again, this is all free from 11 to 4 on Sunday right in Providence at the RISD Museum.
No matter where you are, ladies and gentlemen, you are still no more than 18 and a half miles from the ocean, Connecticut or Rhode Island. That is if you're in Rhode Island. What did I say? Yeah, I said that right.
Yeah, you did.
I mixed up the lines a little bit. But no matter what, we do this segment to tell you stuff that's happening just over the border, because sometimes if you live like me in the East Bay, you actually have to go through Massachusetts. You don't have to, but it's much smarter idea to get to Providence. So you go through Massachusetts, shortcut. But this is the final weekend, Mary, for the Northern Lights over at Mystic Aquarium. Mm-hmm. They've done this outdoor experience. It's really their biggest and brightest holiday event yet. And it lasts right through, goes on this through this weekend here. You can go check it out. It's the January 2nd, which is Thursday, January 3rd, which is Friday, January 4th. And they have three different times. You got to buy your tickets online. And they have different entry points. But I've seen so many photos posted from this. There are so many photo opportunities that you can see holiday lights and decor. There's festive food and beverage. They have fireside chats with aquarium trainers. You can just, it's really cool. And it's a huge fundraiser for the Mystic Aquarium. If you've never been there, it's a beautiful, beautiful aquarium right. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? It's like 30 minutes from?
Yeah, it takes me 40 minutes from Cranston to head on down to Mystic. So, I mean, it's great. And what I like about that drive is you're going down 95 and it's kind of a big hill. So it's easy on the gas. You just feel like you're going down a roller coaster until your ride back.
don't take my 30 minutes and for anything. Just drive at your own kind of pace there, if you will, going down there. But it is the final weekend. It's a good time for you to go check out the Mystic Aquarium. It is, and it's perfect. I mean, it's all ages. It really is. So they have different animals that will be out at different times. So, like I said, this is really cool. If the weather's supposed to be decent this weekend, you're going to definitely want to check that out. So that is your borderline segment. The final weekend, the Northern Lights at Mystic Aquarium.
Well, you know, 2020's here. You may or may not have perfect vision, but what you could have is a perfect outlook on this year. And maybe one of the things that you're hoping to do as a resolution is to help your community more, do some more volunteering. Well, you are in luck because we here at Wicked Roadie love to partner with United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about amazing opportunities for you, your family, or loved ones to be able to volunteer in and around the Ocean State. So what's up first?
First, we have an opportunity for you in the Peacedale area, down in the South Kingston, Narragansett area. The Johnny Cake Center of Peacedale is looking for some food pantry volunteers. They need some folks to help serve visitors, sort donations, stock the shelves, and they are asking if you can commit to a three-hour shift once a week. The pantry hours are from Tuesday through Saturday, so they have, you know, different hours that they're available, but check that out. It's helping the residents of the South County area just meet their basic needs. Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know, you know, the Rhode Island Food Bank, people don't necessarily go direct to the food bank to get food donations. The Rhode Island Food Bank supports all these different food pantries. So when these items come in from the food bank, they're sorted in a certain way, but they need help, you know, organizing it for the specific Johnny Cake Center. So check that out. What do you have, Mary?
They're looking for volunteer greeters, intake screeners, tax preparers, and interpreters for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. This ensures that working Rhode Islanders with low to moderate incomes receive the help they need successfully to complete their tax return. Because yes, my friends, it is that time. It is that time of the year to do the dreaded tax returns. But we all know that it can sometimes be a little difficult, and people may not necessarily have the funds to always get the help that they need to make this a smoother process. So if you would like to help out, you're in luck. You don't need any specialized knowledge of taxes. There's going to be free training provided. Heck, you could probably learn a bit more about how to do your taxes in the process. So you have until February 28th to apply for this.
Awesome. Well, check that out. If you want to learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, just visit the website or dial 211 and get connected to the help you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We love to be social, and we love to see what you're up to, so feel free to tag any of your social media posts with the hashtag WickedRoadie. It lets other people know more about this podcast, and as we mentioned in a previous episode, we are not just going to be on Facebook and Instagram, but we're going to be on the small screen. We're going to be on the TVs, in your house, at your doctor's office, getting your car oil change, because Wicked Roadie is heading to Studio 10.
That's right. Studio 10 is partnering up with us, or we're partnering up with them. We're very excited. So stay tuned to the Facebook and Instagram page to see when that actually launches. It'll be real soon. We'll have the big announcement. Share it. We'll be very excited about that. And if you want to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, which will now be eyes too from time to time on the television, you just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or reach out to us on that fancy thing called Facebook.
That's right. Until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I am Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.